KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies at 71 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 85. Radar does show some light sprinkles in the Atlantic area and to our north between Atlantic and Audubon. The heavier showers are currently located well off to the north and northeast between about the north of Hamlin area and northeast of there towards central Iowa and around Fort Dodge. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Topping local news, one person suffered what were described as non-life-threatening injuries during an accident south of Atlantic Wednesday afternoon. Cass County Chief Deputy Sheriff John Westring explained what happened.
Basically, we got a call of a tractor, tanker, farm tractor, and a manure tanker overturned at the Turkey Creek here south of Atlantic on Highway 6. Upon arrival, there was a John Deere tractor and a manure tanker on the west side of the bank on the Turkey Creek at the bridge here. The tank was empty. It was a good thing. The driver was freed by non-mechanical means and transported to CCMH. Preliminary investigation seems to be that the part of the equipment was caught on the rail of the east side of the bridge, and when it broke free, it caused the driver to veer into the west bridge rail and then subsequently flip over down below to the creek.
The tractor driver was identified as 31-year-old Timothy McFarland of Waukee. The tractor was considered a total loss. The accident remains under investigation. The Sac County Sheriff's Office Wednesday afternoon released additional details about a fatal shooting that took place at around 11:40 a.m. Sunday, 2 miles east of Lakeview. Sheriff Ken McClure officially identified the victim as 24-year-old Megan Quinn Sloss of Rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home had earlier released information about her services. The sheriff said that Quinn, her brother, and 26-year-old Spencer Lee Sloss, also of Guthrie Center, were riding together to a family event in Ida County with plans in store for some target shooting. As they were driving at highway speeds, Megan and Spencer were talking about how to tear down a gun for cleaning, and Spencer was attempting to show his sister how to clean his Sig Sauer 9mm handgun when the weapon discharged, striking Megan in the hip region. After the shooting and while the vehicle was moving, Spencer climbed over the center armrest to bring the car to a stop before calling 911. He got his sister out of the car at about the same time a doctor was driving by. The doctor administered aid to Megan Sloss before she was transported to Loring Hospital in Sac City and then flown to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines, where she died from her injuries. Sheriff McClure said Spencer Sloss did have a valid permit to carry his weapon. The permit was issued out of Guthrie County. An autopsy was performed Wednesday in Ankeny on Megan Sloss. The incident remains under investigation by the Sac County Sheriff's Office and Iowa DCI. Once the investigation is complete, it will be forwarded to the Sac County Attorney's Office for further review. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office Wednesday released more information on the arrest of a man who led authorities on a pursuit early Tuesday morning. Officials say 30-year-old Nicholas Allen Cannon of Des Moines was taken into custody at around 3:10 p.m. Tuesday after deputies deployed a taser, causing the man to become immobilized. He was arrested after officers were called to the Red Oak Hy-Vee store for a suspicious subject on the north side of the building. Upon arrival, officers located the subject and determined he matched the description of the man involved in the incident earlier in the day Tuesday. When they tried to take Cannon into custody, he took off on foot with officers in pursuit and was finally apprehended after the taser was used. Cannon was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak Rescue and treated for minor injuries he suffered during a fall after being tased. Cannon was then transported to the University of Nebraska Hospital's Trauma Center by Red Oak Rescue for further evaluation. Tests at the hospital determined Cannon had suffered internal injuries resulting from a car crash that happened early Tuesday morning as he was being pursued. Cannon was reported to be under observation at last report and in stable condition with non-life-threatening injuries. He faces felony charges that include eluding and possession of a stolen motor vehicle along with possession of controlled substance marijuana and interference with official acts. He also faces a felony criminal mischief in the second degree charge after Red Oak police determined that Cannon had damaged two vending machines and a change machine at a laundromat Tuesday prior to his being caught. The damage was estimated at $4,000. In the funeral announcements, Ernest Jack Huddleston, age 95, of the Orient area, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Jack Huddleston will be today at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. A luncheon will be held immediately following the service at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Mandy Weidel Sandage, aged 33, of the Templeton and Manning areas, died Sunday at her parents' home in Manning. Funeral services for Mandy Sandage will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Eugene Jean Fries, age 85, of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. A celebration of life memorial service for Jean Fries will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ray Thomas Carroll, age 49, of Avoca, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Ray Carroll will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Brenda Wendt, age 65, of Grant, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. A visitation for Brenda Wendt will be held Saturday from 3 until 5 p.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. No formal services are planned. Richard Dick K. Anderson, age 83, of Kimbleton, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dick Anderson will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Glenn Nichols, age 71, of Wyota, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Glenn Nichols will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.